This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A path to smarter energy. Our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. More information about their programs and services at pdpw.org. And joining us today, Mark Inkrot, co-founder and partner of Upfield Group, as he shares that winter is upon us, energy costs are rising, and here are some of his comments from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal.
Well, hi, everyone. Mark Inkrot here. I'm co-founder and principal strategist for the Ag and Food and Renewable Energy sections at Upfield Group. Been in the dairy industry for about 20 years and been working with NTech Solutions for the past couple years. Our industry is pushing toward a net zero gallon of milk by the year 2050. And while there will be many ways for us all to get there, we know on-farm energy and conservation will be a factor, not only for the future of the industry standard, but starting today, there are things we can do to not just make our farms more sustainable, because we will have to do those things. But today, the objective is to learn about what we can do to be more efficient on the dairy from an expense standpoint. Let's talk about saving money.
So what tends to be the biggest energy pig overall on the farm?
Primarily, the milking parlor itself. When you look at cooling, lighting, ventilation, vacuum pumps, that's going to account for well over 70% of your energy bill. And that's going to be very consistent, right? We're milking two, sometimes three times a day. So that's going to be very consistent. The age of equipment, the power quality that you have. And really, no surprise, it shouldn't be a big surprise that the milking parlor itself is using energy. So you can see the pieces of the puzzle that are occurring in the milking parlor really come to life. This pesky little 12%, that's going to encompass, everything else that's happening on the dairy. Interestingly, the comparisons of how things are operating on a robotics dairy or carousel dairy versus freestall barns, there's a lot of averages that go into charts like this. And I think that's what every farm, every dairy has a path to smarter energy. And your dairy is not going to be the same as a dairy, not only in Wisconsin or some other state. There's just so many variables that go into it. And the data that we get from metering, the data that we get from a baseline energy assessment, it's truly valuable. And I think the terminology of path to smarter energy, regardless of where we start, embracing the data, understanding the data, having visibility into, how old is the equipment? How old are the vacuum pumps? What type of pumps are we using in the dairy? How are we cooling? How old are the chillers? These are questions that when we attach metering technology to them, we get the information right away. And the other thing that wasn't mentioned that I found in the last couple of years of working with the NTech team is the dashboards and the software that the team creates so that it is very user-friendly. There's a lot of smart people that can take a lot of this data, synthesize it, and then prepare it in dashboards for the end user to be able to see in a very user-friendly manner. So it doesn't need to overwhelm us in what we can understand in our technical knowledge of electrical engineering, but it gives us built-in alerts, for example, or it gives us this visibility into things that are very dense in data analytics in a very usable fashion. Our primary goal is to help farmers make and save money and add value to the value chain. And the path to smarter energy, there's an ROI there. Whether you're a small farm or a large farm, it can help you save money. And I think, as you look at what's right for your farm, be inquisitive and look for ways that energy that you're using on your farm can save money.
Those are comments from Mark Inkrot, co-founder and partner of Upfield Group, from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.